what's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by CreditScoreHeroes.com. If you are in need of some good credit, you want to get your credit game up, go to CreditScoreHeroes.com. Only $99 to get started. Check out the Black Credit Superheroes at CreditScoreHeroes.com and check out their Instagram page at CreditScoreHero. Get that credit game up so you can get nice things when that income tax check comes in the mail and you don't trick it off. Use it to put something down on some rims or something, but get your credit together. All right, well, we're in here, man. We are in here, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me introduce my lovely, lovely lady co-host. We got Miss Bree over here. How are you, Bree?
Hello, everyone.
With the shades on.
Yeah.
Looking like a witness protection program member.
I was going for more like Wednesday.
Like a trap queen that then flipped on her nigga.
Damn.
That's how they be looking in court. He made me move those bricks, Your Honor.
I wouldn't tell, guys. I'm not a snitch.
Your Honor, he said he would kill my family and take my kids. Now, and we have lovely, lovely Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
Hey, I'm good. My back hurt, though.
Yeah, they were dancing their asses off. Did y'all see them on Instagram getting it in?
Yeah, that's how we roll, you know.
We made me do it.
We out here athletic like that, you know.
Yes, indeed.
That's funny.
And look, we got a very special guest in the house. My brother, your brother. A lot of people have different opinions about our brother, but he's still our brother. Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson in the house. How are you, sir?
All is well. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, glad. Now, I was just
on. I totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. So yeah. I was on your show recently. It's very controversial, but we had a good time.
It was a ball.
Yes, indeed.
And we had a hoot nanny of a time.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to use that.
Yes,
no,
indeed.
No,
so, Jesse. Yeah, sure. So, then we got to get into the history of Jesse Lee Peterson. You're a very controversial dude. A lot of folks, you know, I know for a long time you've heard people throw Uncle Tom at you.
Yes.
Coon.
Right.
Stuff like that at you.
Matter of fact, you gave me the
Coon Train Award. Yes.
Award.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You,
isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That's you lost. That's bad. That's the bad. You actually lost.
I lost to Sheriff.
From Sheriff Clark. Right, now, that's
friend.
Some real big cooning.
Yeah.
If you lost.
That's right.
But the thing about, the thing about Jesse. Even people say stuff about Jesse. Jesse, I hate to admit, Jesse is a likable dude. He is a very likable dude.
Yes.
You dig? Now, Jesse, how did you get started? I remember seeing video of you back in the day, like on Phil Donahue or Sally Jesse,
right.
Some of those old shows.
Yes.
And you seemed pro-black back then. Some of your ideologies kind of seemed pro-black.
Well, you know, at one time I thought, I believed into that lie that racism existed.
Okay.
Because I believed the race hustlers.
Okay.
Who made that word up in order to keep black people angry, brainwashed, and demoralized so that they can control them and put fear in white people by creating this lie that racism exists. Because, you know, every time most black people, not all.
Right, right.
But most black people, when they hear that word racism, they go into a hypnotic trance.
Mm.
And so the race hustlers, Jesse Jackson and so-called civil rights leaders and the Democratic Party and the white social justice warriors can use black people to get power and wealth.
Mm.
And so I had anger and I believed into that lie because, as you know, all angry people are controlled by their father, the devil, the prince of darkness.
Mm.
And it's hard to believe the truth when you have anger. But it wasn't until I overcame my anger that I was able to see that there's no such thing as racism. It has never existed. It's a made-up lie. And that black people are suffering due to the destruction of the family and the lack of moral character. It's a spiritual battle and not a physical one.
But you say racism never existed.
Right.
But, well, you know, there are people who who said that they were white supremacists. There were people who were very open about that.
Right.
And this is very well documented. Do you acknowledge that?
I've heard that. But as you know, all people who are in a fallen state believe that they're superior to someone else. It's a setup. It's a lie. No one is superior to another. And so when you're in that state, you believe that you are. There are black people who think that they're superior to white people. That's because they're in a fallen state.
But they can't practice it, though. But they can't practice it. See, the people who believe they're superior to black people, they can practice it systematically.
But why can't they practice it?
And they do practice it.
What do you mean practice it?
Practice it. They put it into law, and it's militarily backed up. That means practice. They will force it on you.
There are no laws that says that white people are superior to black people.
But there are laws that are undermining or maintaining systematic white supremacy.
That's an illusion as well.
No, I mean, there were laws. I mean, the Supreme Court would say.
I mean, I grew up, as you know, I grew up in Alabama.
But let's back up, though. But
under the Jim Crow laws.
Right, but you do know there's a Supreme Court law and ruling that said literally the words white supremacy and black inferiority, like the Dred Scott decision. Yeah, you have to look at
that. That doesn't exist today.
Yeah, it does.
If it existed back then, I'm not aware of it, but it definitely exists today.
So when did it stop existing?
I don't know if it's ever existed.
I mean, no, it's documented. You can go Google it. Brother, you can go Google it. I'm talking law. I'm not even talking about opinions. I'm talking about there are laws that you can Google, Supreme Court statutes that you can look up now that were
on the books. I know that there are laws on the books that from the old days that held black people back.
But you said racism never existed.
But that wasn't racism.
What was it?
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong. It's either right or wrong.
Right.
It's either good or evil. And that was wrong.
But
and
that
that's
wrong.
Why you had men like
Martin Luther King. But that wrong wasn't happening to people classified as white, though. Wrong was happening to people who were classified as non-whites, which makes it racism.
It doesn't make it racism. It makes it the government trying to control a people. Just like they're doing today. They want to control you. Mm-hmm. They're still controlling most black people by causing them to believe this lie that they can't move forward. I mean, when I was growing up under the Jim Crow laws, black people were doing better than they are today. Mm. Because in those days, out of wedlock birth was rare. It was an embarrassment. Now, according to the Washington Examiner, black women who were born in this country, 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock. That's an immoral act. And as long as they're having babies out of wedlock, they're going to have the problems that they're having.
All the white women who have babies out of wedlock, are they immoral too?
When I was growing up, that was an embarrassment. But now when black women have babies out of wedlock, they have a baby shower, they invite everybody and their mama over.
White women do too. Are the white women immoral too, Jesse?
Yes. White women who have babies out of wedlock are immoral.
All right.
Black
women, y'all
got to
stop having these.
Unheard of.
White women, stop it. It's because there's a lot of white women out here having babies out of wedlock, and they have TV shows like 16 and Pregnant.
And you're wrong.
White women, Jesse, you heard it from Jesse.
Why are you justifying what white women do? Why are you bringing up what white women do in order to justify black women?
Because when black, when black women do stuff, they're just it's demonic. They're the scum of the earth. And when white women do it, it's 16 it's and pregnant. It's cute. They make little movies. They make movies like Juno. They don't demonize them. Sarah Palin, your girl, your homegirl, her daughter.
Right.
Her daughter's doing the same shit. And y'all prop her up.
No,
you would prop up Sarah. What's her name? Sarah Palin. Yes.
No, I still disagree with the fact that her, having children out of wedlock is right. Mm. That's wrong. No matter who does it.
Mm. But they don't throw them under the bus, though. That's the problem.
No, to point out what's wrong is not throwing someone under the bus. It's reaching out to them in love and hope that they'll wake up and do it right.
But the thing is, when they say, well, black women have babies out of wedlock and all that, that's not done in love. That's used to justify harming black people systematically.
What do you mean?
That means they say they deserve
to
go to jail. The white supremacists who create the laws.
But the black supremacists do the same thing to
you
white
people.
You can't
have two supremes, Jesse. You can't have two supremes.
There's such thing as black supremacists.
Jesse, what's black supremacy?
The so-called black life matter.
Who are they supreme over?
They think they're supreme
over. No, think don't mean nothing. I mean, right. Who are they supreme? Because the white supremacists, they are systematically supreme because they can harm
they
you
over
the non-whites because they can put you in jail.
They
can kill you. Yes, they are because they can kill me today with impunity.
Over me.
Yes, they are.
No,
yes, they are.
No
Jesse.
One is supreme over me.
Jesse, you
black
you tap dancing form.
How am I tap dancing form?
That's why you play. Yeah. Town Jesse? Yeah, because Jesse, you basically, you've always regurgitated the same talking points as the white supremacists. So
what
you
am
just
I saying
complying.
That's not true about black people?
Everything.
Like
that's
what?
Not true.
No.
The out of birth wedlock thing. That's an old
you
regurgitated.
You don't know that 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock.
But that's not the problem
but
in black society.
But it's true that it's happening, right?
But that's not the problem
it
in
is.
Black
it's
society.
It's a problem.
But no, that's not the problem.
But it's
that's
a
symptom
big
of the problem. That's the symptom
because
of a problem of white supremacy.
If you have a father and mother in the home, you have a better chance of having a
but
better life.
But most of the black fathers are, in prison.
And they create economic castration so the black fathers cannot provide
Who
for the family.
That?
The white supremacists, Jesse.
So why didn't we see that happening when I was growing up?
That's why they had a civil rights movement. Jesse, it did happen when you grew up. They were
wasn't.
Going through white supremacy. They were getting lynched. That's why they had a civil rights movement when you were growing up, Jesse.
No. That's not why they had
you can
civil
just say,
movement.
No, that so ain't true because I say so. I mean, that's the...
No, I was saying, why would they have a civil rights movement if there was never a problem?
Right. Because they wanted to change the laws to the same laws that governed and protect white Americans. They wanted those same laws to govern and protect black folk. That's
and
all
so,
they really
and
needed.
And if black
to
people
do.
Weren't protected,
because
that proves that
in those days
that proves that they were dealing with racism.
Hello?
Black people in those days were more upright than white people were in those days. Now it's the other way around.
Okay. Hey, we got a call. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Flex? It's Q calling from Detroit.
How you doing, brother? We got Jesse Lee Peterson in the house. Got any questions for Jesse?
Hell no, he a coon.
Okay, now, all right, brother. We're not going to insult the guests. All right, brother.
Blacks
all right.
They have nothing else
so
to
wait,
stand
you've
on.
Never, ever, ever in your whole life experienced racism.
No,
ever. Nobody's
no.
ever called you a nigga.
Yeah.
Nobody's. Oh.
They have.
Black people call me niggas a nigga
but
every day.
well, you do
different.
Have a point there.
Yeah. That's different.
As a matter of
so,
fact.
Yeah, but when the white, because you grew up in Jim Crow.
As a matter of fact,
yes.
For the last 28 years, you know, this is our 28th anniversary for my nonprofit this month. Black people call me nigga so much, I was thinking about changing my middle name.
Lord. But yeah, you were called the N-word during the Jim Crow era.
No,
about the
I was
shit. But
not,
by
I'm
the,
not saying
the all right, Jesse,
used,
come on.
But
now.
I would never call that.
By no white supremacists
no,
down there in
never.
The South, and you
not
lived in Alabama.
One time.
I lived in Alabama in the 80s, and I heard nigga. I know you heard it back in the 50s. When you grew up, the 50s?
Yes.
There you go.
50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, that's all. He's an old school player.
Yeah.
So you definitely heard it down there when they had the march on Selma and Montgomery. Please.
But
and
even when that was happening up north, I guess, black people were better off then than they are today. They mm-hmm. lived upright. They respected one another. They raised their children in the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Their boys and girls didn't grow up going to jail. And they taught them to work. They taught them to treat people the way they like to be treated.
Yes.
All that is gone now in the black community, and black people gone out of control, especially black women.
Oh, damn. Well, y'all, be getting on the black women.
On?
Why y'all shitting
why
on the sisters? Why y'all shitting
on
the
so
sisters?
Much.
Well,
so
every
strong.
Angle.
It's the man's fault that black women have gone out of control.
Okay.
What's out of control,
Jesse?
What's that,
if they don't have good fathers that they can love and grow up, you know, respect while growing up, they tend to resent their fathers and they turn away from their fathers toward their mothers, and they take on the same personality that the mother have about their father, the mothers have about their father. So black women tend to hate black men in the same manner.
That's
who you know.
That's
true.
Yeah, they don't hate me. My wife don't hate me.
Black women. Uh-huh. For the most part,
not all,
respect black men.
Mm.
They think they're better than the black men.
Why do you say
damn.
That? Why? Could you give me a couple of examples?
The way
please.
They treat them, the way
treat
they
them
talk
like
about,
what? Like what?
They dog them out.
Dog
and
them out.
When black women,
like
when
what?
Black men
what
try to date them and get along with them, they don't obey their husbands. They don't obey their boyfriends.
So did the sisters dog you out, Jesse?
No.
They didn't dog you out?
Because in those days, black women were different than they are today. They had a respect for
I
men.
I slightly agree with you. I hate to say it, but I slightly agree.
Yeah, they had a respect for what was right. They
so,
don't have that today.
So how do the sisters check for you, Jesse? How do they deal with you, the sisters, when they, how do you deal
well,
with the
sisters? Well, they
sister?
Deal with me according to the way I carry myself.
Okay.
I respect them, so they respect me back.
I
don't use them. I don't take advantage of them. And so they respect that. And so they treat me accordingly.
So you talk about the out of wedlock thing, but see, you're an older brother. You come from that baby boomer era, right?
Right.
Right. And the thing is, from what I know about you, Jesse, you had a child out of wedlock.
I did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So y'all set the bad example for us.
I'm right about
Jesse?
That. I've been talking about that.
Right.
When I was 18, leaving high school, dating this girl. She and I was going to get married because after we found out she was pregnant. But because it was an embarrassment, I left Alabama to come to California to get a job, get a place, and sent for her. But her mother made her marry another guy while she was pregnant because her mother was embarrassed that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so from there, it just kind of went downhill. Mm. But I still fought to get my son. He came to live with me for a while. I sent him to visit the mother. She wouldn't send him back. I got a lawyer. That would not work. My son is now, he and I are tight. Because once he turned 18, we got together. I told him what happened. I apologized. He forgave me and things changed. He got married. His children, he has a daughter and a son. She got married, his daughter. She has a son. So the next generation is doing it right because I apologized to my son for doing it wrong.
Right, right. This is Isambard right here. That's Isambard. It is Isambard.
Right,
that's Isambard. Oh. Think Isambard said that he's one of your illegitimate kids.
Hi, Isambard.
Hi, Daddy. I'm a coon too.
Yeah, that's right.
What'd you wait? What did Isambard say? Did you wait?
Hi, Daddy. I'm a coon too.
He said, "Hi, Daddy. I'm a coon."
So let me. I wanted to ask you this, and I asked you this on my show.
Yes.
What does it feel like to be a man, male? And blaming other men for holding you back. I don't know where the pride of being a man, because I wouldn't blame anyone, but I definitely wouldn't blame another man. No man can hold me back. Mm. As a black man, what does that feel like to be blaming someone else? And how does your wife see that?
Well, I blame a system. There's a system, not one particular man.
The system is a white man.
No, it's white supremacist people, not just a man, not just one woman. It's a whole group of white supremacists working in code to create a system of deprivation.
So how does that feel
people?
To be blaming her?
Forget about blaming. It feels bad to be in the system like that, knowing that you can be harmed.
They don't blame.
Well, that's the thing. This is why I'm trying to find out how to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice, Jesse. See, it seemed like you've conformed to it. You said, if I can't beat them, join them. Yeah?
I was just playing around with you. But it was joking around, but I'm trying to figure out what does that feel like. I would not allow my son to blame someone else. I see how to overcome. Like the Great White Hope, for example.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
You see how they accuse him, they attack him. They
the Great
call
White
him
Hope? Wait.
Yeah. Hold on. Jesse.
Donald Trump?
Hold on. Jesse, yes. I got some butter biscuits. Hold on.
I need
the Great White
Hope.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. You got the honey.
Hold
right.
on. This is the biscuits. Oh. I'm going to leave these biscuits right here. Hold on. Okay, boy. He's earning them biscuits, boy.
Which one you prefer?
This is for you, Bree.
That's your slave scarf.
Slave scarf.
Which would you prefer, the first feminine black president or the Great White Hope, Donald Trump?
The first feminine or feminist?
Feminist. Oh, black. So, Obama said Obama. That he is the first feminist black president. A man who called himself a feminist or a man who stands up and be a man?
Right.
Which would you prefer?
Well, Donald Trump, he's practiced a lot of discrimination racially,
that's
so that's not
about.
Manhood as
Which
far as
would
I'm concerned.
You prefer?
Neither one, because Obama was really a tool of white supremacy himself, so he couldn't do anything for black
Obama
society.
Obama, you guys, person, you guys mm-hmm. voted
who are
for
you
him.
Guys?
You guys, what do you mean you guys?
People.
You black?
I didn't vote for him, though.
Yeah. You still black?
But I didn't vote for him, so he's not.
He's not black, he's OJ.
I am so in shock right now.
He's not black, he's Jesse.
You said you people. No.
My God.
Black people. That voted for him.
No, because I got to get into Jesse's mindset. What got Jesse?
You know,
how did you get
here?
What
got you to? I've always been fascinated
that's true.
Yeah. Like what? You know, I won't say what. I won't say what turned you into a coon. I'm not going to say that. I won't even say that. What gave you your views? What gave you your views? Like as a child.
Right.
You grew up around mostly black people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all black people.
All black people. When did you first start interacting with white people?
When I moved to Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I lived there for a minute.
You worked at the plant out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, about to work at
so
the plant.
So I worked for 2 weeks.
Really?
It was harder working in the plant, inland steel, than it was working in the cotton field.
Mm.
But I worked 2 weeks because I didn't like Gary.
Talking to Mike. Talking to Mike.
I didn't like Gary, Indiana at all, so I worked there 2 weeks to make a paycheck to go to L.A., come to L.A.
So you came to L.A. in the 60s, right?
I came here in 1968.
Okay, yeah, it was popping out here
in 1968. Very nice.
Yes, indeed.
And so when I was here, you know, I was into my blackness. I had that anger, and I went to the black churches.
Why'd you have that anger?
because I resented my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. Mm. And as you know, whomever you resent, you become like them. Mm. You take on their identity. Mm. You lose yourself.
Interesting.
And become like the person you resent. And so I became like her. I was very emotional. I had a lot of doubt and fear. I didn't know my purpose in life. And I started going to the black churches. I used to listen to Louis Farrakhan. Mm. And they were saying that it was racism, that the white man was trying to hold me back. Mm-hmm. And I believed into that lie. Mm. And as you know.
So you used to go to Farrakhan rallies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
And that's how serious I was.
Man.
And so, as you know, whatever you believe into control you. You mm. become like what you believe into, right? Mm-hmm. And so I started, for the first time in my life, resenting white people. Mm. And my life just went to hell in a handbasket because all angry people are unhappy people. Mm. And so long story short, finally, I asked God to let me see what was wrong. You know, why am I so insecure and I have so much doubt? I don't know what's wrong with me, right? And so he allowed me to see that I resented my parents. I resented my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I resented my father for not being there to be an example for me to grow up, you know, to deal with my mother, keep her away from me. Mm-hmm. And when I forgave them, I went to them and I apologized for holding that anger toward them because I realized they couldn't help it. And when I forgave them, God forgave me. And he took away all my anger, my fear, the doubt, the worries. And he gave me perfect peace. And he allowed me to see my purpose in life. And everything changed. And I realized it had nothing to do with my color. It had nothing to do with male or female. Mm. It was the anger that I had in my heart toward my parents. And I was separated from God. And so I was believing into lies because I couldn't see. Mm. Once I forgave, I'm able to see it. That's when I realized it was a spiritual battle and not a physical one.
Okay, so you had a spiritual epiphany.
Yes.
And you said, hey, this racism thing, let me stop tripping on that. Ain't no racism no more.
Right.
Right. You said, racism, I figured it out. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson, and God has showed me the light.
And everybody, and we have, you know, we have a home for young men where we help show them how to overcome that anger. Mm-hmm. We tutor, we counsel, we have a help them find jobs. Mm-hmm. We have an entrepreneur academy where we're teaching young black men and older men how to start businesses. We have a credit union where we loan them the money.
Now, why do you think a lot of, yeah, let's speak
but
of those jobs.
The point I want to make real fast is that once they let that anger go, they forgive their parents. They feel 100% better on the inside, then they can deal with life and move forward. Mm. That anger is what was holding them back that started in the home first.
Okay, so it was the home, anger in the home, that stopped these young men from getting jobs?
It stopped them from having the know-how to deal with the issues of life. Mm. Instead of overreacting, overcome. Mm. And that anger is in the way of that. I even have black women that I work with, and they're like, wow, I'm just like my mother, and I don't want to be like my mother. How do I get over that? And I tell them, you have to forgive your mother. And as soon as they forgive their mothers, because the mother's doing the best that they can do, then they, God forgive them, and they finally become themselves, and they don't have that attitude, that feeling, that personality. The mother can no longer control them. They are able to treat their parents in the right way, but yet be independent.
So why is that happening in the black home?
It happened in all homes where fathers and mothers are not operating with the right spirit.
Okay, but you specified black, but you specified black.
No one is helping blacks to understand this. Okay. They've been told for the last 60 years that it's the white man, that it's white supremacists, and now they're hating the white man, keeping themselves down. Mm. And I'm telling them to forgive
so
they can see how to deal with all people.
So, Jesse, you saying that all of the millions of black people are lying?
Those who are saying that it's racism are lying to you.
So millions of black people got together and said, we're going to make up a lie about white supremacy.
Well, those who want to control you are saying that. But then they've been hearing that generation after generation. They believed into it. And whatever you believe in will control you.
Well, why do they believe in it? Why do they believe in it?
Because they put these people in a position of authority.
Who?
Whomever they believe in. It started with the so-called civil rights leaders. Then it started with the black preachers. And then it started with the black caucus.
So the black preachers. I'm trying to unpack it, Jesse. I'm trying to unpack it. So black people started listening to the white liberals and the black preachers and the black civil rights leaders?
Yes.
Why would they start listening to them?
Because prior to that, they didn't listen to it. Black people didn't have leaders prior to the civil rights movement.
Right.
You know, they listened to what's right in their hearts. They listened to their parents. They didn't listen to someone else. And so, but once
why did they start listening to other people?
Because they started to believe that the civil rights leaders were on their side and that this thing was real. and they start they turn away from what is right.
Why? See, we're not getting into the why. What made black people turn?
Because you know, there was Jim Crow laws and things like that needed to be changed.
It was racism.
And so they believed that these people, the blacks who were leading the way in that, were their friends. And so they
because there was racism, Jesse, right?
No, it was slavery.
It wasn't racism. It was wrong. Bad
the same
laws.
Thing. Racism is
wrong. I have a
question,
though. So, like, this anger that you're talking about, like I'm not, I don't feel like I'm an angry person. And I have a lot of friends. None of us are angry, but we do still believe there's racism. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not letting racism affect my life. Like, I'm moving forward. I'm doing the best I can do. Right. But I know that racism exists. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not walking around angry.
And how do you know it exists?
Because I've dealt with it. I deal with it daily.
And how? In what way? How do you know you were dealing with racism?
Because it's just you really don't need a description. I'll give you a perfect example. One time, I went to an interview. And on my resume, I was not getting jobs. And I changed my name. To a different name,
right.
a name called Amy. I just made it up. I'm like, I'm just try Amy. It's something a little less ethnic, right? All of a sudden, I started getting all these calls. So I go into the interview, and the guy was like, oh, I thought you were. And I was like, thought I was what, white? And he was like, oh, no, I thought you were. He just started making stuff up. But anyway, long story short, I didn't get the job. But over the phone, I think they thought I was white, and then my name was Amy. So I know for a fact that I did not get that job because
but
I was
that
black.
Doesn't prove racism.
Well, if somebody says,
it
oh,
does.
I,
no, it doesn't.
That's
racism.
Not racism.
It's white supremacy.
For example,
yeah.
I personally know black men and women right today who are in business, and they're hesitant to hire black people.
Mm.
And they would tell black people, oh, we found somebody, or
yeah,
we're still looking for that. And the reason that's not racism, but it's the same thing, right? And the reason they won't because black people have a bad attitude. Mm. They show up late. They complain all the time.
Mm.
They half-ass work.
Mm.
And they want to get paid.
Oh.
And so who want to be bothered with that?
Mm. So you speaking for all black people?
No, I
said
all. I'm here every day.
So are you? So why are you half-ass and late and not a good worker, Jesse? You're black, so
no,
why are you not
I
a good?
Do that.
But you just said black people do that. You just said it,
not
Jesse.
All, not all.
Well, now you're saying not all. So now
no,
you're moving the goalposts, brother.
You just agree with me that does happen.
But you said,
my point is, why are you not racism? And let me tell you this.
But Jesse, if you say a black person is half ass and they're not going to work,
it wasn't like that when black people have fathers and mothers together. Their parents got
but
up.
But why are you a half-ass
it
worker,
only
Jesse?
It started when the family broke up.
Jesse, why are you a half-ass worker who don't do a good job?
And they started to blame other people. That's
Jesse,
when it went down for them.
Jesse, why are you a half-ass worker that don't do a good job?
Do you
job?
Feel like you work?
I'm on time. I make sure my employees
are
different.
Then why are you different from other black folks?
Because I was raised differently.
Well, other black people were raised differently.
I'm on time. I was raised to work hard. I was raised to do my best.
A lot of you think about Tariq. Tariq is very successful.
No. I said not all.
You just said black
old,
people.
Not
no, you throw the
let
not
me
all
put
thing.
It in so you know. I never speak about all. Not all, not
well,
all.
Are
not
you the
all,
golden coon?
All,
it's just like you're just special. You came from a special place. And
I did.
Okay.
Yes. I came from a time when black some people had respect place. For themselves and others. I came from a time when they taught their children how to do it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time I came from.
Man. Now, and I love Jesse.
Apparently, he was the only black man back then.
I know.
He's the only one that came from that time.
And
you don't know
thing.
Other black men who
I know so many black men that are great fathers.
I know
a lot of great black men, honestly. And they're not older. They're not from, they're like in their 20s, 30s, great fathers.
That's why I say
it's
not
so
all,
many
not
great
all,
black,
not
every,
all.
I have so many black guy friends and they're all great fathers.
Right.
Half of them are. And half of them aren't. Right. But just like white people, sometimes I know a lot of white people ain't married.
Go ahead, Bree.
If you don't want to call it racism, you don't want to call them white supremacists, what do you call the group that gets together and, you know, make all of these decisions and laws so that they can suppress one group of people? What do you obviously call it something different, and we're calling it something different.
Jesse said it's called wrong.
What group are you referring to?
Well, how come
the group that gets together, the group of elites.
You mean like the Congressional
Elitist Dominant Society.
The group of elites.
Who are the group
the
of
elitist,
elites?
The elitists.
The white supremacists.
The white supremacists.
Like
yes.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about.
The people who create the laws that create systematic deprivation.
Are you talking about people in government?
Well,
no, not
government
just government, because government is just people.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who are you referring to
now? The white supremacists. The people who believe in white supremacy.
Where are they and where are they located?
Well, there's not a master list of white supremacists.
She said that the people who are getting together and making these laws, who are you referring to?
The elitists.
Where are they? Where are they located?
I'm not going to break down names. There are.
But how would I know who you're talking about? I can't respond to it because you're just making up stuff otherwise.
That's why we call them suspected white supremacists.
Okay. I would like to know, because there are laws in place to suppress a certain group of people.
And where are those laws? Give me an example of those laws. Are you being suppressed?
Jesse.
Are you being suppressed?
There are laws to suppress one group of people.
Are you being suppressed by those laws?
No, but people around
so
me are.
How
I am because
I'm
being suppressed.
People around me are.
How are you getting around those laws?
People around me are.
So how are you getting around
There's no way to get around certain things. There's no way to get around dealing with racism on a day-to-day basis.
How are you
living as a black
them?
Woman?
You say you're not
you
suppressed.
You just sat here and said things about a black woman.
Tell the other black folks who are listening. Tell the other black people who are listening. How you're getting around those laws that this group of white supremacists somewhere, you won't tell me where.
Well, there's not a master list. They're not as open as they used to be. So we
have to. I got the P.O. box for the.
Yeah, we have to suspect that certain ones are white supremacists.
How you get around those laws?
I get up and I keep it moving every day.
Why don't you tell other blacks to do the same thing then?
That's what all these black people are doing.
Yeah,
but then some of them end up shot dead in a car because they wanted to go reach for their license.
You're deviating.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not. I'm not deviating. I'm telling you.
Why is it that you're able to get around these supposedly white supremacist laws, but you're not showing other black people how to do it?
Oh, I show every day. We show each other every day. We all made it here at this. How long has it been for each one? Over 30-something years. We've all been walking the same walk. But there has come a day when certain people are placed into positions that they cannot control.
Like what positions?
Like a white police officer pulling you over and suspecting you to be holding.
You don't feel anything about these police killing people. You feel nothing about when somebody reaches for their license. I have three black brothers.
I want to go back to something.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different. You have a black son, right?
This young lady, yes.
So how do you feel? How old is your black son?
He is 40.
He's 40, okay. Yeah. So
his son is 16.
Is 16, so that's what I'm saying. Right. God forbid if something happened to your 16-year-old grandson.
They're walking around doing everything
like
you guys taught them.
Like a police officer. You said, okay, you know, do everything. He's a good kid. He goes to school. All of a sudden, he reaches for his license because he just gets his license, and a police shoots him for reaching for his license.
That would never happen to my grandson.
Oh, my God.
Well, this thing, Jesse.
Why though? Why?
Because
would you
my
think
grandson
that?
Has been taught how to respect.
But they don't.
People.
No, they don't care.
My
about
so Trayvon
not
Martin.
A criminal.
So Trayvon Martin.
My grandson
Sandra
is not
Bland
a criminal.
Respect.
He's
no,
not
these,
a thug.
Trayvon Martin's
and
not
so
a criminal
he
either.
Trayvon is dead. You're right. He's not now.
He was a good
but
kid with a pack
still,
of Skittles.
I still want to go back to you.
This is so crazy.
You said there are a group of white supremacists somewhere making these laws, but you have no idea who they are or where they are.
I can suspect certain people.
Let me just ask this young lady first.
No, let me know.
She said it though.
Jesse.
Where are they?
I've seen people pull up to meetings. I do my research.
You have people, like the ones who run the think tanks that fund you, Jesse.
What think tank fund me?
Man, like the Joseph Farahs of the world.
They don't fund me.
Oh, Joseph Farahs do fund you. Whoa, hold on.
Joseph Farah just
look
not
up
fund me.
Yes, he does. He puts your books out.
Prove it.
Don't he put your books out? Me. That is funding
people
you.
People put writers' books out all the time.
And it's not funding.
Oh, Joseph being fun to sell books?
Joseph Farah funds.
Have you ever written a book?
Yes, I've written five. I got five bestsellers.
So you've been funding.
Yes, they fund my books. The ones that go through Simon & Schuster and Penguin, they fund it. Now, I self-published some of my other books. Joseph Farah funds you, brother.
If you want to call it that.
Y'all look up World Net Daily. World Net Daily. That's one of them white supremacist big tanks.
So the people who fund your book, are they white supremacists?
I don't know.
I do not know.
I know that Joseph Farah pushes a lot of anti-black rhetoric on his website,
I know that's a fact.
If you do push anti-black rhetoric on your website,
if
you justify harming black people systematically, you're a white supremacist. Yes, you are. A person justifies harming black people,
I want to make this point because we could.
But y'all look up World Net Daily. I mean, World Net Daily. Daily, World Net Daily, and Joseph Farah. Look up Joseph Farah and Jesse Lee Peterson and find out his background. He's a doozy. So we can start naming people.
Let's go you back did? To something.
Go ahead, brother.
Like, this young lady made a statement with no proof. Now, people.
Well, I just proved some white supremacists who fund you, brother.
People who are listening and are angry will hear that, and they'll just believe it with no proof.
See, this is why, and I love Jesse. Jesse don't believe none of this bullshit he's saying, by the way. Jesse don't believe none of
yes,
it.
Yes, man.
That's how I kind of respect his hustle a little bit, because he's hustling the Joseph Farahs and all that. But
all
that's
you're doing is name calling. You have no proof.
I'm not calling no names,
well,
brother.
Well, you're making statements that are not true. And
that's what you're also saying.
I'm giving receipts.
Black people do.
I'm giving receipts,
you just
brother.
Make statements with no proof. You make up stuff.
You're also doing the same thing.
You made up this statement about a group of white
I'm bringing
people,
the receipts.
A group of supremacists. Sitting in a corner somewhere making law, but you have no idea who
I just
are.
Named oh, some of the people I named people directly group? I named people directly associated with you, Jesse, who practice white
but
supremacy.
You're just saying that you have no proof.
I'm not saying I'm telling you people can Google and see that I'm Joseph like, Farah has anti-black rhetoric all on his websites and other websites.
And what is anti-black rhetoric?
Anti-black rhetoric that will justify harming black
where
people.
Is it, though? Give me
black
an example people,
black,
of something.
Black thug this, black thug that, is black he? Lives matter criminal. I mean these racially charge words used
but
against black people.
Black Lives Matter is a far left liberal radical.
No, it's not.
Agitated.
No, it's not. It's a hashtag. It's a hashtag.
KKK
it's a hashtag.
That
brother.
Was built by black
lesbians. Name
and black
the leader.
And
name
white
the leader.
So she's just a warrior. And they went chanting, what do we want?
So three black
cops.
Lesbians are worse than the Klan?
What do we want? Dead cops.
Three black lesbians are
now.
Worse than the Klan, Jesse.
Do you think it's
Jesse,
right to do that?
Three black lesbians are worse than the Klan.
Do you say it's
Three black lesbians are worse. Who made a hashtag are worse than groups that have terrorized,
three
lynched, murdered, and killed people for centuries.
Three black lesbians have convinced many black people
that
what
lives
they're
matter.
Doing is legitimate. And even you have the fallen messiah who invited the heads, members of the Black Lives Matter to the White House,
so,
validating
so three,
a radical group.
Three lesbians are equivalent to the Klan. Boy, Joseph Farah ain't giving you enough money.
Imagine what would have happened had President Bush invited the KKK to the White House. You guys
he did. He has Jeff Sessions. He has Steve Bannon. All the people around Trump are people who are suspected of being white supremacists. So that is the Klan.
How long are you people going to complain?
How are you? Hilarious. So you're for Trump. You like Trump.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
You like Donald 100%. Trump.
He is the great white hope for America and especially for black
I
America.
I cannot believe you're saying this.
Look, more blacks are working now. Unemployment went down as a result of President
Trump. How do
you
know
Trump.
These things?
From Obama? You don't think this is from Obama? Because
no.
I know one thing about the government is that there's a delay.
Do you have proof?
There's a delay in the government.
Do you have proof? Because I know a lot of black people that are unemployed. Do you have proof of all these new jobs that black people have
yes.
now
look
since,
at, look,
since Donald Trump been in
you
office?
Don't, you're not aware that black unemployment rate went down?
From no, Obama. Show me truth.
Oh,
show me proof.
Those are all the stats.
Now she won't prove. Now we
won't
prove.
I want proof.
All the stats.
I want proof.
Oh, Lord.
Of all the black people that's working because
where,
Trump
where,
is in
where, Jesse? Where did the unemployment go?
Country.
Where? No. Where specifically? In
and,
what job? In what
and
job market?
Beauty is.
No, Jesse. What job markets
because
are?
Tax cuts.
See,
black people who are working.
Jesse, no.
Bringing
Jesse,
more money home now.
In what job markets are the unemployment? What job markets? What job market? No, it's not
all of them.
Is it in
Even
entertainment?
My employees, when they got paid last week.
Is it in retail?
Last week,
where?
They like noticed, wow, I have more money on my paycheck. That did not happen under the fallen Messiah. Obama had everybody on welfare.
Earn them. Hold on, let me open the biscuit bag for you.
That's not true.
Bree, you got any syrup over there to make it real delicious for this motherfucker right here?
No. Are you saying that it's not true?
Oh, Jesse, don't oversell
blacks
it.
Blacks are
Jesse.
Not bringing more home, money home on their paycheck.
Don't oversell
I guess
it,
they
Jesse.
Are.
Jesse, don't oversell
Jesse
the hustle.
Jesse said
question.
It.
Are you
guess they
are. True or not?
Oh, God, Jesse, Jesse.
Are you saying it's not true?
I'm saying it's
Lord.
Definitely not true.
They're not bringing more money on their paycheck.
No, nobody that I
I'm
know.
I'm telling you, I have employees.
Do you have facts, though? Like,
yeah,
a
my
paper,
employees
really?
Bring more
just,
money
like,
on
their
paycheck. Jesse
your
can't name the job
right?
markets
it's
where the unemployment rate is. Where are black people being employed because of Trump? Where? Just name it. All over. No, it ain't all over.
But you don't think that's a delay
Michigan,
from Obama, though? Because a lot of stuff with government.
I have one.
I mean, he only been
Oh, here we go.
In Michigan, the automobile. in Michigan.
The plant?
The plants are coming back.
Black
they
people
are? Everything is coming
really?
Back. Oh, they ain't, no, they're not.
Really?
They're
the
not.
Plants are
no, no they're not. No,
they're not.
They're not.
Yeah, they just
been shut down for
everything
years.
Is coming
I
back.
I understand what's happening.
No, it's not.
You,
is
you
the
guys,
water clean in Flint? Yeah.
I know. I know. The people still poisoned with
you
the damn water.
You're not keeping up. You're so locked in your mind about this lie about racism. You're not seeing what's happening around you.
That's that was
why,
definitely a lie, what you just said, because I came from manufacturing. And I know for sure that they are sourcing work from other countries.
They're coming back.
They're moving these plants.
Under this
that
president.
Is black
work,
people
used to work at
and Mexicans and white people who work at two other countries. So well, you have
I
your
want
information
you to know,
wrong.
Under President Trump, they're back. They're
no,
back.
They're,
no they're not.
Not.
No, they're
under
not,
Trump. Now, where did you get that from, Jesse?
He made it up. Like we sitting here making stuff up.
He making
apparently.
Shit all. I know.
Everybody's
he's
making,
like all the millions of black people. He made
so
it up.
Just for the record. Just
yes,
for the record.
Yes, Jesse.
So all three of you are saying that there's been nothing, no tax cuts, right, under the president.
Everybody say,
are you saying
I don't know what Trump is doing.
Are you saying no jobs are coming back?
They're not doing anything for black folks.
I know he said Mexicans are rapists.
And he's not doing anything for black people. He's not.
Grabbing
Jesse.
Girls' vaginas. And you
but,
know
I, but I want y'all to look up World Net Daily and see who funds Jesse Lee Peterson. As a matter of fact, they're on the Southern
they
Poverty
are,
Law Center's website.
Company. They publish my
they
book.
Publish your books and they give you money and they
for
fund
the
you.
Book. Just
and,
like
and
you
the rhetoric
to write books.
What they do, Jesse, this is what they do with Jesse. They instead of them spewing the racial white supremacist rhetoric, they know they will get called out. So they get a black person to spew it and put it in book form and push him out there and just deny racism and push the Trump did all this good stuff for black folks. That's how they can hide their agenda. That's the hustle.
So Jesse, I want to know, like, is your view strictly political? Like every argument or every challenge that a certain group face, whether it's black people, whether it's lesbians, whether it's white people, is your view always from a political standpoint?
No, my thing is about rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I believe without a doubt, and I know it, that if we can get men, and especially black men, to turn back to God and love him with all their heart, soul, and might, and they love their neighbors as themselves. And if they want a family, get married, and the husband and wife have children and raise their kids in the right way to go, then the black family and black America will start to
I
turn
believe
around.
Everybody needs
so
to
do
so
that.
Yes, not just black you know, people, no, everybody.
Yes, well,
do
she
that.
Asked me about the black.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm saying everybody needs
but,
to
do so that. That's my primary thing.
Okay,
you
so
make
also,
a good point,
but I just
I also believe that men should have their own businesses. You know, I grew up knowing and taught that a man, whenever possible, of course you have to work for people sometimes, but a man should have his own business.
I mean, right. You're making good points about that.
He should provide in his
but,
own community.
I absolutely agree with that, bro.
I agree with that.
And, so and then how, I also
how are these things supposed to take place with so many black people imprisoned? So many black men in prison.
And we don't have the same opportunity. Do you believe that white people and black people have the exact same advantage and opportunity?
No one does.
No one does.
No. No one does.
That's a
and
gray
so
area answer.
That's a good... Let me state your question. How are they supposed to do this with
how
black men in jail?
With so many black men in
that's another good question. What you do, you start being honest about what the real problem is. And what we do when we go to jails and juvenile detention centers, we tell these guys, you got to forgive. Forgive your father for not being there. Forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, being impatient
with you. And forgive white supremacy,
and once
right?
You forgive.
Forgive white supremacy.
Let me just finish
right?
This point. Once you forgive, you start to feel better about yourself. Then you start to overcome situations rather than overreacting. Because every time you overreact, you put yourself in a situation, another situation.
I agree with that, but they're still racist.
But then again, it gets into forgiving white supremacy. That's what he's leaving out, by the way, family.
Get behind me, Satan.
Go ahead, brother.
and so once they forgive, when they do get out of jail, they don't go back in, you know, into the community with the same attitude.
And I agree, most of them don't, but
they
lost 10 to 20 years, sometimes 30 years of their life to the system, and now they can't come and be of anything to society.
The one thing I promise you, once you drop that anger, things change for you, and the things that seem impossible now become
possible.
Yeah,
the felonies start dropping off your record.
Yeah, you'll find a way. Somebody will help you overcome those things. There's always a way out, but when you have anger, you can't see that way out.
Yes, indeed.
There's Jesse, always a way out.
Now, Jesse, you told me you've never been married before, right?
No, I have not.
Okay. Now, dude, because I've heard things. Do you live an alternative lifestyle?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What's an alternative? I've been engaged twice.
Okay.
But, you know.
Do you date black women, by the way?
Yes.
You mm-hmm. do?
Yeah.
Only black women, or you date only black? Really?
I dated a white girl one time.
What? You are,
Let me tell you why I dated the white girl one time.
One time, Jesse.
Go ahead. I got to hear it. I don't remember.
I think I told you on my show.
I don't remember. Please tell us.
What?
My uncles, when I was a kid growing up, my uncles used to go up to Florida and up north to New York to work during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they would mess around with white women while they were up there. Mm-hmm. And they would come back and talk about how freaky they were. Mm. You know, what they would do that black women wouldn't do, right?
Nowadays, black girls got off the chain.
And so, like, so I'm hearing this growing up, right? I'm like, wow, I can't wait to go to California and get me a white girl.
Oh, damn.
And well, that's so, what you said? Yeah. Who said that?
Because so I'm hearing them talking about it. Yeah, They're influencing me. And so when I moved to L.A., I went to Los Angeles City College for 1 year. And the only reason I went there for a year because my friend told me you could get a white girl in college.
Oh, wow.
And so,
hilarious.
And so I went to college and I met this girl, white girl, and I made out with her. And then after that, I dropped out of college. Because
she made you drop out?
No, I only went for that purpose.
What did Lord. She do? Tell us and the details.
So, she took you to the sunken place. Lord, so you made that with the white girl and you just dropped out. You just gave it up.
That was the only reason I was there. I never liked school.
Oh, so you were there for the white women?
Only one time, yeah.
My God.
Was it everything that you heard of? Was it all everything? Was it really good? Like they said, all crazy. It was okay. better than the black girls that you have dated.
Because during those days, black girls were more decent. They didn't do any old kind of. They do nowadays.
But the white woman, that white woman was giving you the business, right?
In those days.
Yeah.
So they wasn't decent back then.
No, I think, wait, we got her on the phone. We got the white woman on the phone. Hold on, wait.
Oh, Jesse, I missed that coon cock.
But let me say this. You made a good point.
Go ahead.
So in those days, black girls were raised to be decent. They didn't carry on like that.
Gotcha.
They have lost it now due to the destruction of the family and the lack of respect from the men. So they've kind of lost
it. So would you say white women are
I wanted to say.
You wouldn't call
I believe
them hoes,
that black women should have good men.
I believe that
they
too. That I agree with you.
Men.
Yeah.
And so that's why we are showing these guys how to forgive their mothers, so that they, when they do date black girls, that they would treat them the way a man should treat a woman. Mm-hmm. I don't mean like no queen and all that mess.
Right.
With respect, treat them the way that they would want someone to treat their daughters.
Definitely. Man.
But as long as they have that anger, they're not going to treat.
I agree with you on the anger part, but I still feel it's still racism. Whether I'm angry or not, I don't walk around angry, but I know I'm aware that there's racism. Like, I don't walk around angry like all black women. We don't all
so
walk around angry.
You have no anger at all?
No, I'm good. I'm like the happiest person ever.
How did you overcome your
anger? I just focus on myself. Like, I don't worry. I shut everybody out.
Were you raised by your father?
I wasn't.
We got somebody on the phone. Hold on. Who's on the phone?
Hey, King Flex. What's up? This is Jimmy from D.C.
Jimmy from D.C. How are you, brother?
All right, man. All right.
We got Jesse in the house.
Yo, yo. Yo, Jesse, keep getting them checks, brother. Keep getting them checks. Back up away from Layla. I'm trying to put my boo on the Layla.
All right, brother. He's campaigning.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yes, what's up? Who's calling?
This is me, Dan.
Lee?
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, where you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Houston, Texas right now, by way of Orlando.
What's on your mind? We got Jesse in the house.
Well, I mean, I've seen your interviews with Jesse on his show. Now now he's on yours. And I know we're never going to give him, change his opinions or views because he's an old school. But I thought I'd just let him know about this hatred that he keeps talking about this old people back. Once I understood what was going on, I'm 44 years old right now.
Okay.
Once I understood what was happening to me, that's when I stopped being so hard on myself.
Okay, thank you, brother. He's getting taking too long to get to the point.
I know,
but
I was kind of confused.
Okay, yeah.
If people go to my...
Give your website, brother. Give your website.
JLPTalk.com, JLPTalk.com. They can go to the fallenstate.tv. They will see what I'm telling you. We have so many people who are witness to what I'm saying. They have forgiven, and they are moving on with life. We also, you know, I'm on Newsmax TV now. We're in over 50 million homes around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hear people talk about these things. They're looking at what happened in the homes so that they can forgive and move forward.
So when you break it down on there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Got to really get this break.
JLPTalk.com.
Now, Jesse, do you ever, I mean, do some days you wake up, I want to know, have you come to terms with you, with yourself, knowing that you have collaborated with white supremacists? How does that feel? Like, you know that you work with these guys.
What
who
is
have,
causing you to keep going back to that? I just explained to you what the problem
you,
is.
You work with
the
these people.
The young ladies understand it. Why can't you get it?
You work with these people who know.
Understand.
No, they understand.
Yeah.
They're not coons though, but
we're not.
But you work with these people. You work with them, and you work with these people.
You have to be a coon to have understanding.
No. You work with people who you know have anti-black agendas.
Like
you
who?
Know that.
Who do I work
you
know with? That. I know like that.
WND. That's one.
This is
but you
work making
with,
a false statement.
It's not a false, sir. They're considered. They're considered the alt right. You know, WND is considered the alt right.
Is there anyone else I work with that you think is like?
He's like.
Hey, let me move that goalpost a little bit.
Like, you only found one.
But Jesse,
you have
his
two.
Publisher is the alt right, basically. Let's keep name. All right, you got three.
So you have another one.
My God.
Another one.
That one is good enough.
So that's the only one.
My God.
That's the only one. That's the only one I let
you. That's the only white supremacist I work with.
Are you saying that's
but
the only
just,
one?
But I would just like to know.
Are you saying that's the only one?
When you wake up in the morning, do you say, hey, I'm okay with this. I've come to terms with this. I'm getting mine. I got my butter biscuits to hell with everybody else. Does it feel like, I would assume that's a lonely existence to a certain
Believe
degree.
Believe me, if I said to hell with everybody else, I wouldn't have a nonprofit organization that I sacrificed and give to for 28 years.
Oh, yes, you would.
We don't get money from the government.
You get it from them white supremacist groups.
Every dime we get, we put back in to show these guys how to overcome anger, to teach them to work, to help them finish school, teach them a trade by helping them start a business. That's not what someone do that don't love people
you
or trying to help people.
But, are you helping black kids though?
Yes, sir.
Name some of the black kids you helping. From where? Where are they?
Right now we have. That's a good question. Yes. Right now we have a black guy in our entrepreneur academy.
Okay.
Who is came in? He had a business idea that was great. We taught him what to do. We brought in businessmen who volunteered their time to answer questions about marketing and advertisement and everything. Now this guy's out looking for a building to start his business in June. Between April and June, I think he said, he's going to open up his business. We're going to loan him the money to open it up with. He's going to pay back with interest. Joel.
What's his name?
Joel.
Joel. I would like to talk to Joel to see.
And,
I would like to see if that's
Joel,
a real person.
Joel is, and when he started out, he came and, you know, we gave him a job.
Okay.
He's my audio engineer.
Okay.
We gave him a job, so he knows how to do that now. And he's helping other people by starting his own business.
And how
he
long
just had, won.
How long has he been working for you?
Joel must have been working for me, I would guess, about 3 or 4 months, maybe longer.
And he's from L.A.?
Yes.
I want to talk to Joel to see how real that is.
Yeah, we have a bunch of guys over the years. We've been around 28 years.
We got Joel on the phone. Hold on, Joel. Let me see.
What about black on black crime?
What about black on black crime? He's a coon, too. Shit. I'm joking.
So silly.
But I wish that you guys would get rid of this other crap of looking at white people and do the same thing. Why not all the time you waste causing black people to
be
angry?
I don't do that. I don't like walk around like I don't like white people. I don't walk around like that.
It's not about liking, but Jesse, what do we do? What do we do when Jesse? But Jesse,
telling them that, why not tell them? You know what? Let's say that white.
Jesse.
Supremacies existed.
Jesse.
Why waste your time focus on that?
Because,
why
Jesse.
Why not move forward with your life and teach your children and your relatives and
so
friends
Jesse,
to do the same
what
thing?
What do we
That's
do, Jesse? What do we do when the FBI puts out a memo telling the public that law enforcement has been infiltrated by white supremacists. This is the FBI saying this. An article came out 2 days ago. Law enforcement were working with the alt-right out here in L.A. during some rallies. What do we do when law enforcement has been infiltrated by white supremacy, and this is the FBI talking? What do we do?
If something like that happens, you take the proper steps to make sure that it ends.
And how do we do that?
Whatever the steps are.
But you just said it don't exist. But if you...
You're
say it exists, and then you say it doesn't exist, and then you say take the steps for something that don't exist.
You said that these people infiltrated the law enforcement
by white supremacists, and this is the FBI saying this. It's not if. This is
true.
It's not if, sir. It's not if.
Rather than complaining about it and carrying on about it, you stay calm.
Okay.
And you take the proper steps to take care of that.
And what's that?
Whatever they may be.
No. See, that's the thing. When it comes to logistics,
you find out what those steps are. And then you take
but
care
that's
of
what
it.
But that's what I'm what trying he, to do. Yeah, like, that's what I'm trying to do. But you're telling me I'm wrong and I'm angry.
Doing that by sitting here crying white supremacist.
So how do I do it? You're a mentor to me.
We
you're older.
And
when I ask for advice, you're like, well,
here's
what?
My advice. Are you saying that happened to you or something?
I'm saying the threat is there. I don't. If it happened to me, I wouldn't be here. I would be dead.
What threat is there?
They said that white supremacists.
Who said that?
The FBI.
Okay, so you deal with the FBI, take step by step to find out why that happened, who they are, and make sure that they're taking
care of. And they just going to come and open the books.
They're going to open the books and let us know?
I guarantee you, if you get involved to find out what's going on, you can do it.
Really?
Wow.
Because that's what, but that's what Black Lives Matter and all that was. They were trying to find out why all these black folks are getting killed by cops.
Those people are insane. I'm not talking about.
So they're insane. So
I want you to stay calm, not go and march in the street about what do we want.
But people march because they don't know what to do. They don't. What else do they do besides march?
So you don't understand. I'm telling you, take step by step to handle the
situation. You're being cliche, brother. I need step by steps. What? I take the steps supposed to go where? Where do steps go?
Step one, two.
Did the butter biscuits choke you? Do you need water?
Start with the FBI.
Okay, go to them and then say.
Find out, what's going on?
Because we've been trying to get the FBI to file charges on a lot of these race soldiers years. A lot of them.
Like whom?
Hell, even George Zimmerman, they didn't file charges on him.
And so George Zimmerman is an implant from the FBI?
No. Where'd you get that?
You said that that white supremacists infiltrated the FBI. Right?
No, Jesse. And that's the problem, Jesse. You're moving the goal. Jesse's moving the goal.
The
FBI said the FBI
said that white supremacists
infiltrated law enforcement.
And are you saying George Zimmerman is one
of those people? George Zimmerman was a security guard who was acting as law enforcement. He committed a murder. And he was praised as a hero, and there were no federal charges against him. He violated the Constitution.
He went to court, had a trial, and they came up with a result.
Okay.
The man was self-defense. But let me ask you this.
Okay, but he went through a trial, so it's fine. So you're saying because...
They wanted to find George guilty. Believe me.
No, they didn't.
Some of the jurors said that they wanted to.
No, they didn't.
But let me ask you this.
No, they didn't. And they didn't. If they wanted him guilty, they would have found him guilty.
Let me ask this. I forgot my question.
Okay, it's okay. I know. So you're saying that because he went through due process, he got to respect the law, right? Do you think that O.J. Simpson, people need to respect that law, the murder trial of O.J. Simpson? Thank you. Because a lot of people.
Because he went to trial.
Yes.
You might not like the outcome.
Yes.
But he went through the process and need to be accepted.
Absolutely. And people now, especially politicians, they will still track O.J. down and try to use all types of tactics against him. And that's justified to them.
That doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. But I think those same tactics should be used against the George Zimmermans of the world. They should follow them and monitor them and watch every move they make and
so
do the same thing.
You want an eye for an eye.
Absolutely. But just like the Bible says.
Let me tell you this.
That's the golden rule of the Bible.
Let me tell you this. One of the worst things you can do in life is get revenge on someone. You end up destroying yourself. Because what you put out comes back on you. You do the right thing. You do right. Don't worry about getting revenge. You deal with issues, but never, because not only will that come up on you, but your children and their children and their children.
And that's why revenge we are in a system of oppression.
Exactly.
Revenge is the worst. And that's why blacks are suffering. They're trying to get revenge.
No, black folks haven't got
no
revenge.
Black
have not got no revenge. That's the thing. They're doing what you're doing. No. Ain't no black getting no revenge.
To deal with the situation and move
on. We're trying to pray it away.
Never, ever, ever try to get revenge.
Anyway, Jesse, where can people find you, brother?
They can go to rebuildingtheman.com.
Yes.
Rebuildingtheman.com. My radio show is jlptalk.com. My TV show is The Fallen State.
Yep.
TV, fallenstate.tv. And that's it.
There you go, man.
They can like, follow, subscribe, do the friends.
Do you have
stuff.
Instagram?
Yes. What's my Instagram, Irmis? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Jesse Lee Peterson. Okay. Yes, yeah. Indeed. All right. That's my man, Jesse.
We can't change his mind, Teresa.
Oh, Lord. No, no.
Listen, I've been down that road where you guys are. I lived in darkness like that for a long time.
Darkness.
Oh, Lord. So, living in darkness.
I already know what it feels like to live in a fallen state of anger. God brought me out of it. Now I'm walking in.
Layla,
right.
Microwave Amen. A butter biscuit for him and make it nice and warm for him, please. Right. A fallen state. A fallen state is
all
falling
people
away.
People who are angry are in a fallen state.
Yeah, and we are in
Devil
a fallen state.
Color.
And we are worshiping white supremacy. And that's the problem. We've fallen away from God. We need to go back to God.
I agree to that.
We need to go back to God and replace white supremacy. I'm an all denominational.
Do you believe
minister.
In God?
I do believe in God.
And so are you a Christian?
I'm all denominational.
How can you be all denominational? What
you can
mean?
Because all denominations come from African spiritual spirit. Systems.
So
all
you
of
are
them.
Spiritual.
All
than religion.
Of them. I'm a spiritual.
That's how I am. I'm more spiritual. I'm not so religious, but I'm more spiritual.
What does it mean to be spiritual?
I do have a connection with God. I do believe in Jesus, but I'm not like, you know.
You love your father, your earthly father?
Yes.
You love him?
I mean, yeah, I do.
You love your earthly father?
Yeah. Yeah, he's all right.
Do you love him?
No, he cool.
Do you love him?
I love him because he's my father.
Do you love your earthly father?
Yes.
You love your earthly father?
Yes.
I mean, does he know that? How are we going to ask?
Should I say no?
Yeah. Is he aware of that?
I don't know.
Does he know what it was like for you growing up without him?
I think now he knows.
You have forgiven him for not being
there? I have forgiven him.
You told him that?
I did. Because I'm the only one that forgave him.
And did you forgive your mother for running him off?
Damn.
Okay. Ooh, well, damn. Ooh, what you know?
Okay. He actually...
What type of family secrets do he know that I don't?
Nah. Me and Jesse have late night conversations, guys.
Okay.
He know my whole life story.
Did you know, have you forgiven
you
your mother?
You think my mama ran him off?
Have you forgiven your mother?
Not for... I don't know what to say right now. Yeah, forgiving her for what?
Have you forgiven your mother?
For what?
For what, though?
For the mistake she made with you. The thing she did.
No,
you.
I think my mom is good.
Have you forgiven your mother?
She did the best she could.
Did she
and
make
I have
mistakes
no
with you?
Mistakes?
Now,
why would you say
now,
that?
Jesse, no,
did she
Jesse.
Do some things that would irritate you while growing up?
I mean, everybody.
My mom irritated
me. These two irritate me all day.
I'm asking about your mother. And did you forgive her for those things?
But Jesse, hold on. Jesse,
did you tell her that?
Yeah.
You went to and said, Mom, I forgive you for irritating me or imposing your
will
on me.
Yeah, we get
all
into
that.
It all the time and always make up.
You forgave her?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Jesse, now
if you have
do you that wait, let me ask Jesse. Jesse, wait, Jesse.
If you
biscuits.
Haven't, I earned
a whole weird. I'm dangling these biscuits from your ass. do you? Jesse.
Attention.
Yes, sir.
Do you?
Jesse. See, I'm trying to help these ladies. I don't want them to keep them locked in that mode of anger because if they stay with the anger, they're never going to have a good man in their life. And they're going to screw the children up.
If everybody asks me, I'm literally the way you see me right now, I'm always super happy. Like, I'm very unbothered. And that's just, I've always been like that. I'm very unbothered.
Nothing
like,
nothing. Gets to you.
Nothing. I'm good.
You have
like,
any kids?
Seriously, I do.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You've been married?
I was engaged, but I'm no longer engaged.
So you have kids out of wedlock?
Yes, I did.
How many do you have?
Just one.
Oh, good.
Just
no more.
One? No. Yeah. No.
Be patient with your, is it a son or daughter?
It's a son.
Make sure he sees his father whenever he
oh,
wants
he,
to.
That's the thing. He has a wonderful
good.
Father.
Make sure he.
I mean, his father is amazing. Good. Amazing black man takes care of his son.
Do you think your relationship with your mother had something to do with the way you kind of view black women? Because you say black women are out of
well,
control.
Well, not all black
do
you women think, are like that. Those who love their fathers are
right,
not
right.
like that. But those
but
who
it
are
seems
not
like there's some
father.
Underlining
no, no, no.
thing there that you
Let
have
you
with
happened.
Black
the
women.
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
So when I forgave my mother, things changed. We became like really mother and son, right?
Yes.
And then what happened was she started to call on me to help with the other kids that were angry at her as well.
Mm.
And so my mother had this anger against my father. And so I told her, I said, look, you need to forgive him. You do not want to die with that anger in your heart. And my mother went to church. She prayed. You know how black women pray to the Lord and read the Bible. Everybody and mama go to church, and then they raise hell right after church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept telling her, you need to forgive him. It wasn't right the way he treated you, but you're wrong for hating him. Hold on to that anger. And so some years went by, and finally, out of nowhere, she called my father up and said, you know what? I'm sorry for holding that anger against you.
Mm.
I'm wrong. And 2 weeks later, she would get it up, get it dressed for work. She had a heart attack, and she died.
Oh, damn. That's unfortunate.
And so, but it was fortunate in that she forgave before she died.
Oh, right. Definitely.
There you go.
That's
that
important.
Was all right.
That's
that
important.
Was all right.
That's
now,
important.
Do you have siblings? You got brothers and sisters?
I do. I had 5 brothers.
Okay.
But I only have 2 now.
Oh, damn.
And then I have 7 sisters.
Wow.
Wait, do they have the same views as you?
Wow. Are they coons?
My youngest brother is coming around.
Oh, he's coming around to the coon train. The coon train is right around the corner.
And then the rest of them think like you guys think.
Oh, wow.
Because I used to think that way, too. So
how old is your younger brother?
My youngest brother is about 30-something, I think.
Oh, damn. So he's a young coon coming around. In the-
he's
a young coon. Oh, my God.
You know why he's coming around?
Because why is he coming around?
He's forgiven. He dropped the anger.
Is he a black Republican?
No, not yet. He's still a Democrat.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. He's well on his way to converting.
You got a brother in his 30s?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
See
how old are you, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 68.
Okay,
wow, you look good. You look good for 68.
Because I got rid of the anger.
He let go of the anger, guys.
No, it's that almond milk in the biscuits that you put some healthy, you done got some gluten-free biscuits.
I had that growing up. But once you get rid of the anger, you have a natural energy that comes out of you. And it's amazing what you can do in life, the way you see life. You don't hold on to grudges. You speak up but don't resent. Because you have your natural energy coming out of you from God.
Wow.
Look at him. Know,
but he got a younger brother about to be a coon. My God. Mm-hmm. Jesse's younger brother.
You want to talk to him?
That's their younger brother coming.
What about black on black crime?
That's Jesse's younger brother coming around the track.
White in the neck.
That's right.
All white people ain't bad.
All right. There you go. Anyway, that's Jesse Lee Peterson in the building, man. Give it up for Jesse Lee Peterson. It's always been real with Jesse. We about to get up out of here. Layla, what is your Instagram, beloved?
It's Miss. Wait, can I talk about this drug? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We got.
Brie got us, me and Tariq, some strawberries for Valentine's Day.
Yes. And who made these, Brie?
Her name is Strawberry City LA on IG. Strawberry City LA, all one word.
Brie picture on it. She gave us strawberries with her damn picture on it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I have to show, you know.
It's so pretty,
how
though.
How talented she is.
Very pretty.
There's Oreos, there's coconut, there's caramel and pecans, ooh, toffee, peanuts.
Make sure I don't get the ones with peanuts because that'd be messed up. Those are pretty.
Somebody sent us those. Is that shea butter?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see yours, Brie.
See hers, yes.
Yeah, so somebody sent us some shea butter.
It is.
Who sent it?
Melanis by Chemistry.
Yes.
Thank you so much, because I'm ashy as hell right now, and I was looking for some shea butter.
Yes.
And it says Melanis at melanis.com. Thank
real
you, guys.
Real nice burlap.
So
yes, real
much.
Nice. Yes,
thank
man.
You,
y'all be sending
you
us some good stuff.
Thank
and,
you
know, we're getting the reality thing popping where we're going to travel and go to different black businesses and promote them pretty soon. So you guys stay tuned for
that's
that.
Gonna
y'all
be fun.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, on Twitter, Tariq Nasheed. You know, we're doing a music video next Monday out here in LA. You guys coming?
I'm coming
with our
routine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to 1-2-7 for y'all.
Yes. We're going to be in Hollywood. All you LA people, man, email me at TariqElite.com. No, info@TariqElite.com. If you're in LA, you're available. I want you to come on down. info@TariqElite.com. We are out of here, family. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Peace.
And again, we like to thank